That was Santana Corazon Espinado, and we're live here in the studios of KRFY this morning. This is 88.5 KRFY Panhandle Community Radio, and I'm Susie Prez, and we're having a special interview. We have a whole room full of folks from the American Theater Project, International Theater Project, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
From all over the world, we have Jesus Quintero, who lives here in our area and is from Colombia originally. And Jesus, why don't you introduce our guests?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, good morning. It's good to see you again. This morning, I brought three of our collaborators for our international theater program. That basically is a school. We're going to talk a little bit about it. The first person that we'd like you to introduce you is Pasha Pavel. He's actually a Russian photographer who has a long, long experience and important background in all the arts. So that's Pasha.
Доброе утро. Hi.
Good morning.
And also we have Alejandra Guarin. She's from Colombia also. She's a movement teacher in one of the most prestigious schools in Colombia of theater. So Alejandra.
Hola a todos.
And from Miami, we have Francesca Toledo. Francesca Toledo was actually, I met her in Miami during my time there working at the university. And she became my actress in my company since 2005. So Francesca has been like lead of character, lead actress in many of the characters in the shows that I have performed.
Good morning. Yeah.
Good morning. It's really nice to have everyone here. It's very interesting to me that you have a whole bunch of people, around 20 people, coming in from all over the world to participate in an event. It's about a 5-day event. And tell us about that. And then maybe first tell us about the International Theater Project. It's pretty special, and I don't think it's well known here.
Yeah, no, it is. We have been talking, you remember in other interviews, about my dream of having a place where people can come here and work together and have a school. So, well, this is the first step in becoming that dream reality. You know how much I love the community and I love the space and I love the environment here. That's the reason my family and I, we moved here. And this international project is basically a gathering, a retreat that we're going to have at the Eureka Camp.
And that's at Camp Eureka.
Correct.
With the Eureka Institute. It's out in Segal.
Yeah, correct, okay. In Segal. Mm-hmm. Steve Holt, I remember we did Frankenstein last year for Halloween at the Eureka, but here in town. So that started my relationship with Steve. Steve Holt has been a great supporter of our work, and he showed me the camp. It's a beautiful place. So we decided to create this school. We created the school to bring the school to a reality in the camp. So we're going to be being there. The idea is that these people from different backgrounds and local people, because half of our participants are from the community, will be joined. We're going to work together, and we create some pieces of art together that we're going to share with the community.
When you say half are from the community, would you say those are high school students from the drama class, or just people in the community who are interested in expanding their experience in acting and production?
This is one of the most beautiful things we have in our community, and it's the amount of artists and interest in art that we have. So actually I have 3-4 kids from high school, but also I have Waldorf teachers with me. I also have musicians. I have painters. Everybody is joining us. And in a sense of like this kind of gathering, it is a sharing of the work. It's like a feast of art.
And you say that the other half of the participants, besides the teachers, are from other parts of the world. What are some of the areas that they're coming in from?
Well, we're expecting one of the directors is coming from Spain also. And the idea is that we have another director coming from Colombia too, who is actually a professor. We are going to be making a documentary about it. So we're going to do a film and a recording about it that later we can show to the community also.
About the camp.
About the camp, the experience.
This project.
Yeah. The project goes in two big waves, I will say. The first wave is having these people in a beautiful, isolated area, working the performing arts, working in the forest, and coming out with a performing arts result. This result or this process, we'll be going to be sharing it with in town for free. We're going to go around nursing homes. We're going to go walking on Monday, August the 3rd. starting at the Little Panida, and we're going to walk to City Beach. And then we're going to come back to the Little Panida at 6:30 on August 3rd, Monday. We will have a free, there is no cost of admission. People can come and see the artist. We are going to be sharing some of the work that we have, and you can ask any of the questions of this.
So you're going to bring it to the community on Monday, August 3rd at 6:30 at the Little Panada. But during the daytime, you're going to be walking around.
Correct.
And going to various places to really kind of share the experience, expand the experience out from the core group that spent the time at Camp Eureka to into the community.
Yeah, as we were talking before, Susie, I think theater and arts happen in the relationship between the spectator and the performer. It doesn't happen in a distance. It's in our relationship as human beings, as artists, that we can create that art. And the best way is just to create and to meet. Because if we go to the retreat and we work hard and we create a piece that we are not going to share with the community, half of the value is going to be lost.
One of the things, so what I'm hearing you say is it's really an inner experience to start. First, it's a decision to participate. Mm-hmm. And then you come and you are with your colleagues and friends at this kind of a retreat, as you say. I saw that every day you sing for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, we sing
so
for 2 hours.
Yeah. It's not about the singing. It is about the singing, but it's also about finding something in yourself to expand yourself. So these people are in this incubated situation. And then it's, as you say, the art happens between the observer or the audience, in a sense, and the folks that have opened themselves up this way.
Yeah, Michelangelo used to say that it is easy to make a sculpture from a piece of rock. You just need to take what is extra. And with that, it's very interesting for me because acting cannot be the process of creating more masks. Acting and performing should be the process of revealing yourself, of taking the mask of yourself. So this kind of concept is really goes against what you usually think about acting. Acting, we think, okay, what is my voice? Where is my costume? And it's the opposite. It's to unblock the truth in inside of ourselves. Just when we're in contact with in the honesty of who we are, then we see another human being, and in the connection of the two human beings, the art then will arrive.
It sounds almost therapeutic, but it's really just bringing you back to the humanity within.
Yes, we were talking with Pasha about it, and we think that this is the hope for humanity. The hope to don't lose our civilization is the capacity that we have to honestly look at each other's eyes and recognize the other as a human being.
It sounds quite incredible, really. It's on the edge of something we haven't probably seen here a whole lot. Let's get to our guests for a moment. First of all, we have Pasha Antonov. Antonov?
Hello. Yeah.
Okay. Well, welcome to Sandpoint. And you're originally a long time from Russia, but now you've been living in New York City for 17 years. And you're a photographer. You've done a lot. That's your craft, your art. How does that play in? And what are some of the things you're hoping to gain from this and bring to this event?
Well, when I moved to New York, I couldn't find myself in New York because all I had to do is survive. So all money I would get, I will pay my checks and taxes and stuff. And I wasn't happy. I felt myself like I'm a cow that feed it well and the country squeezed me to the last drop. And after maybe they will kill me and eat me.
So you could only survive when you first arrived.
Yes, but mm-hmm. it's not even about survival. I couldn't find the meaning of my life here. You know, okay, it's crazy, it's beautiful, it's New York. But what I'm doing here, why I'm here on this planet. So, and it was like this till I met Robert Wilson and kind of the same artistic residency. Who welcomed me there, and I met hundreds of artists from all around the world, and I believe that art heals, because I was a troubled child, and two times in my life, theater changed my life completely, and special theater, as Jesus said, it's not mask theater, when you are putting mask and pretend that you are like King of Lear or like something like this, it's discovering who you are. And Einstein used to say that only true science and true art is what is counted on this planet, and we can see it through history of humanity, that we judge our past by art, by great artists' work. So it's my passion. Theater is my passion, and I love working with artists, and my life ongoing project is the portraits of artists. And through these portraits, I met a lot of very interesting, very famous people, and what gives me meaning of life, to learn and to share what I learned.
So what I hear you saying is, as a young man coming to New York City, searching for the meaning of life, and you found it through your experience of art and creativity. And that's kind of true for a lot, most people. I mean, even parenting can be a creative endeavor. I don't want to say even. I should just say parenting can be a creative endeavor. I think it's how you look at it. And when and the people you meet, and of course, New York City has so much variety. And
it's multi-layered, yeah. It was not easy to find this my layer, because the first proposals I had, they were not acceptable for me. But when I found the theater life and I found artists, I feel that I found my crew. And it's very important that I was searching for this, because like usually we are born in a family, we are born in a family that we were not choosing. We are in a school, but that because we are just located by that school. So it's for me, it's almost like to be in a prison without your choice. You know, mm-hmm. You have to be in this school, you have to be in this family, you have to be there, you have to be there. But when you're growing up, you're looking different direction and you're choosing the direction you would like to be. And when you're growing up, like right now, I'm surrounded by my core thinkers, like the people that share the same values with me of life. And it's very important, and it happened through art.
And here you are in Sandpoint, Idaho, to participate in a really exciting event. And when you were talking, I was thinking, well, aren't you grateful that you asked the question, what am I doing here?
Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah,
that question may have been difficult to face at times, but as you said, it didn't keep you over there. It expanded your world into art.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so happy to be here. And I'm so this town is like really special for me, because I could see it's like mini New York. It's friendly. It's very artistic. Like people wearing very interesting things. I snapped some pictures. I'm like a movie set right now, you know, like I'm grateful to be here, and I'm looking forward to see all participants of this project.
It would be really fun to see those pictures eventually, somehow get them, you know, to Sandpoint, back to Sandpoint. Mm-hmm. So we're really here. Thank you very much for the background and your feeling and your thoughts and philosophy on how art really plays into our life to open us up to the true human element. Let's get to some of our other guests. Jesus, I'm going to let you introduce them one at a time, and what they're doing here your workshop, your project that's coming up.
Yeah, one of the things that's interesting, the next person that I want us to talk is with Alejandra. She does not, well, she speaks some English, but she feels more comfortable if I try the exercise of being an interpreter and translate her words. So we will try that. But I would like her to talk a little bit about her experience. Basically, I know her because she was also from my school of drama in Colombia. And she was an excellent student. She was also a great performer. She's now a professional, and she's a teacher in the school. One of the things that really caught my attention from her is that she's always in the search of things. She's extremely passionate about what she's looking. And this is very important for this kind of retreat. The people that I invited, they are here for a reason. They're here because they bring some value for our community. So, Alejandra, si hablas un poquito acerca de tu, de quién eres y eso.
Okay, gracias, Jesús. Yo soy de Colombia, soy actriz, he trabajado, ya llevo aproximadamente 18 años con un grupo de teatro, una compañía estable en Bogotá, el Teatro Libre.
So I am from Colombia. I've been already for 18 years in a company in Colombia as an actress, and I've been working there for that time.
Sí, pues el trabajo que he venido realizando desde hace aproximadamente 18 años, desde que me gradué, es el entrenamiento del actor.
So I have specialized my work into the training of the actor. That's what I decided to do. So I'm very interested in what an actor needs to do to be able to train.
Sí, he tenido la oportunidad de trabajar con grandes maestros que se formaron al lado del director Jerzy Grotowski.
One of the things that I have fortunate to do is to be able to work with the theater directors around the world that they work directly to about Jerzy Grotowski. Jerzy Grotowski is one of the most important directors of the 20th century. Everybody knows basically Stanislavski, but Grotowski is the other director who developed the training for an actor who started like saying like, what do I need to do to be an actor?
Entonces mi trabajo apunta a explorar el interior de cada actor, pero de una manera muy orgánica. Es un trabajo que se hace de manera psicofísica.
There is the work that I do is very about the organicity of the actor and how the psyche and the physicality of the actor are related and the emotional thing. So that's what I do.
Just a question.
Una pregunta.
How do you feel being here in North Idaho?
¿Cómo te sientes estando aquí en el norte de Idaho?
Pues apenas llegué ayer. Hoy llegué a las 12:05 de la mañana.
I just arrived. I arrived last night at midnight at Spokane Airport.
Entonces, lo que sentí desde que llegué ha sido frío.
So what was very cold last night.
Quiero sentir calor.
I want to be warm. And you're going to be to us instead.
It's going to get warm. And welcome to North Idaho.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. And our other guest is Francesca Foldo.
Francesca Toledo.
Toledo.
Yeah.
Well, welcome. And
thank you.
What you're an actress and a teacher?
I am an acting movement teacher for young adults. I've done some sessions there in Miami, and there's a great space there that is happening there in Miami. There's actually like a lot of, it's like a mini movement is happening now in Miami of local artists gathering together, supporting each other so we can produce our own work. So, because we believe in the evolution of theater. So we are there in Miami trying to get that started.
Well, it sounds like you have a great plan for the next 4 or 5 days. And then on Monday, this whole town can experience what you've been experiencing and what you put together.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And he says these other people that are here are highly professionals in what they're doing.
You have other people coming in, too. I mean, this is just you brought the ones that are available to come in today, but there's a whole bunch more, too. One of the things I'm thinking when I hear this and meet all of you is this is big for Sandpoint. It really expands our isolation a little bit to have such a wide variety and diversity coming in to bring art to our community. So Monday night at the Little Panada at 6:30, what an opportunity to...
Yes, and I have to say thank you also to Patricia, who is the executive director of the Panada Theater. She is a big supporter also of not just us, but all the arts.
Mm-hmm.
She's making a big effort to make the Panada, who is in a renovation right now, but still keeping it alive with productions and things that need to be happening.
Kind of the true spirit of community performance in theater.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be doing it there on Monday, August 3rd, 6:30.
6:30. The whole town is invited. And anything else? I mean, you have a whole 5 days ahead of you to prepare today and start your program for 4 days out at Camp Eureka, and I'm sure Steve Holt has just opened it up to you folks.
Oh, yes. We are going to be working 16 hours per day. We're going to wake up very early in the morning to start the days with yoga. We're going to do movement. We're going to do acting. We're going to go talking poetry. We're going to be dancing. We're going to be singing. We're going to create little scenes and to be able to present to the people.
So-
Yes.
So all of those things, I mean, I keep looking back at this 2 hours of singing, which really sounds fun to me. What does that do to bring you into the spirit of acting?
Yeah, that's very, very good question.
It's the whole thought is emerge, unveiling the truth within us. So these different aspects, Tai Chi for, and then singing for 2 hours, and movement, physical action, these things, how does that work?
All of those are tools for us to be able to continue the research. As you know, I travel a lot. I've been fortunate enough to like been working almost like 15 countries, I think, now. And one of the things that I am passionate about it is to find those elements that unite us as a human beings in the exchanging of the culture, right? So all these, the movement, the Tai Chi, is waves, is vehicles for us to be able to start communicating, to start talking with each other. Our verbal communication is beyond the words. 90% of the things that we communicate with each other is through faces, through tonalities, through expressions, to dictions, to energy levels. It's going to be interesting when we have somebody who cannot speak English working with somebody who doesn't speak Spanish, for example, and how we can improve that communication. In that fine level is when we are going to be humble enough to let ourselves to connect. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Pavel.
For me, I was working this with the artistic residency where people would come together, as I said, from all around the world, and and communicate on this same level sometimes without knowing a word in English. It would be people from China. It would be people from Indonesia, Russia, Germany, Sweden. And we would come together and work together. And among us, you could see Donna Karan, Anthony Hopkins, Pink Floyd, Bianca Jagger, Princess of Spain, who were working with us and looking for the same goal to express themselves without being shy, to sing together, to dance together, to work together. And we were sharing it with the community as well. And with each and every year, when I meet people, I'm getting richer with the knowledge and with love and sharing. So it's why I'm here, and I have a theater background, and pity that I cannot dance, and I will try to sing while I'm taking the pictures. For me, that's a great opportunity, and I'm just looking forward to it. Just start right away.
It is like magic, Susie, because when we are in the working space, we are the same. There is no boss, there is no king, there is no stars.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and as Pasha has worked again with very famous people, and there is no, I know, Anthony Hopkins is not the star, it is mm-hmm. a performer,
mm-hmm.
he's the other person.
In that moment,
mm-hmm. in that level.
It's a universal, what I'm hearing is this universal, I won't use the word language because it's not even necessarily verbal, it's a universal understanding platform for communicating and sharing.
And you know what is another level that is very interesting? The food.
Ah,
and I make an
emphasis. The food.
The food. We are going to cook together.
Oh, yeah.
We are
going to
exchange
works.
Our recipes.
Mm-hmm.
Because food has also a charge of energy. It's also an expression of your culture. So by me eating something that you cook that is, has to do with your tradition, I'm actually filling my soul with it.
Yeah, it's shedding bread.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real sharing. To meet with somebody, it's like to become a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Cuban coffee this morning.
You had Cuban what?
Coffee.
Oh, yum. That's very thick, dark.
It didn't reach our mouths. It was an explosion. It was like a combustion, a spontaneous combustion in the kitchen. It was like a chaotic energy. That's what I brought this morning.
Before we came to the interview, we thought we need, you know, a strong kick, you know, to work, to start. So I asked her to have a Cuban coffee. We need
it always coffee. Helps, right?
It always helps. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what happened to the container when she was doing it. And then this thing
It literally exploded.
Yes, it
literally
exploded. All around the room.
So you're all here with no coffee.
No coffee. Yeah. But full of coffee. It was a rain.
I smell like coffee.
Yeah, sometimes
you can actually come
takes.
Over here and smell me, and you can imagine that you are drinking the Cuban coffee.
But we were laughing like crazy. Uh-huh. So
the laughter is another one of those energies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how exciting for you. And I really appreciate everyone coming in. I'm excited. I will see you on Monday at the Little Panada Theater at 6:30, and I'll be thinking of you exploring this universal stage together and finding and seeing what you come up with.
Absolutely.
And what you bring and share.
And knowing that this community, since I moved here, this community is amazing. We mm-hmm. are rich in a place, and a place that we are blessed by the environment itself, by mm-hmm. the forest, by the animals, by the people who are choosing to live here. I don't know if... there was this article in New York Times about our town.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a town that has very special direction. And this gathering, this way of bringing them, of then desire of come here, is another proof of the things that we can do.
I know this has been your dream for a few years to have this gathering
mm-hmm.
here. You found the perfect place. And I think you're right. Sandpoint does have, well, we all know that who live here. We seem to not be able to leave. And I'm about ready to go up into the mountains and pick some huckleberries and see what's going on up there this morning. So again, thank you. We have Pasha.
Antonov.
Antonov, thank you. Francesca Toledo.
Yes.
And Alejandra.
Guarin.
Guarin. And Jesus Quintero.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Enjoy your time together, and we will see you again. Let the community know that on August 3rd at the Little Panada at 6:30, we can experience together some of this amazing action and mm-hmm. Energy.
Thanks
so again, thank you. We're going to go back into Otto's Eclectic Mix. This is 88.5 KRFY, Panhandle Community Radio. I'll just let you know that we're expecting sunny skies today, high of 84. So we hope that you enjoy your day out there at Camp Eureka. And this is Lyle Lovett, Old Friends, and thank you very much.